Hi, you guys. This is Mac Art from Alkaline Herbs and Recipes, and this is part two of where I left off, right? All right, so basically, where I left off, I was just basically given the definition of fascism, and I was reading the 10 bills that were proposed through California, right? So now, yet somehow these medical experts, right, still want to implement on the people of California a vaccine that is harmful to people, okay? According to their own vaccine adverse events and reporting system, which is also known as VAERS, which is notoriously unreported, is showing that 30,000 deaths over 5,000 permanent disabilities related to the vaccine, by far the most in any history. So naturally, the experts just green-lighted the jab for the babies, okay? What we have going on, according to the study, mRNA vaccines from both Moderna and Pfizer were more likely to cause a severe adverse reaction, vaccine injury likely to myocarditis, than prevent COVID hospitalizations, and not just a little. More either, Moderna's vaccine was found to cause 15.1 serious adverse events for every 6.4 people it kept out of the hospital. Okay, Pfizer's mRNA jab was even worse, clocking in at an astonishing 10.1 serious adverse events per 2.3 prevented hospitalizations, which is nearly 5-1. Keep in mind that the COVID-19 is only moderately more dangerous than the flu in the first place. The serious medical complications linked to the vaccine are much more life-threatening than the virus itself. And yet, the Pfizer vaccine is 5 times more likely to cause a serious adverse event and prevent serious case of COVID-19, per the study says. Okay? Pfizer and Moderna mRNA COVID vaccines were associated with an increased risk of serious adverse events of special interest, with an absolute risk increase of 10.1 to 5.1 per 10,000 vaccinated over placebo baseline of 7.6 to 4.2. Combined, the mRNA vaccines were associated with absolute risk increase of serious adverse events of special interest per of 12.5 per 10,000 people. This excess risk of serious adverse events of special surpassed the risk reduction of COVID hospitalizations related to the placebo group in the Pfizer and Moderna trials. So I say this, why would we want to give these to our babies just so they can go to school? Just so we can conclude the fascism state. Now, once again, I'm going to read the definition of fascism to you. Fascism is a political philosophy, movement, or regimen that exalts a nation and often race above individual and stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by dictatorial leaders, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression. Now, what did we just read? What did we just read? What did we just read? That these 10 bills that were introduced by the California state legislator in January 2022. These 10 bills that I'm about to read again were just introduced by the California state legislator in 2022 that give the complete and utter clear definition of fascism. What does he mean? I'm going to read the definition again. Fascism is a political philosophy, movement, or regimen that exalts a nation, often race, above individual, and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by dictatorial leader, severe economic and political regimentation, and forcible suppression of opposition. Now, these 10 bills have been introduced into California by the state legislator. SB 871 as COVID vaccine to require immunization schedule for all private and public schools, regardless of whether these vaccines receive full FDA approval. So basically, they want to give you anything experimental. All right. Number two, AB 2098 classifies any medical opinion that runs contrary to the establishment's COVID narrative as misinformation and subjects physicians expressing such views to charge of unprofessional conduct, which is the subject of discipline by medical licensing boards. Now, believe me, I believe that is forcible suppression of opposition, right? And social regimentations. Okay. Now, number three. Our California state legislator wants to introduce SB 866, lowers the age of COVID vaccine consent to 12 years of age without parental notification. Now, mothers and fathers, how could we let this happen as people like this who just want to be normal, go to work, take their kids to school, want the kids to be healthy, go to college? We don't all individual people who are not centralized, central people. SB 920, number four. Authorizes medical board to inspect a doctor's office and medical records without a patient's consent. So now you have no more rights, no more freedoms. All right. So basically, if you do this, this is up here with lawyer client confidentiality. Medical records are some of the most private records in the world. If you give this away, you have nothing left. Okay. SB 1464 requires law enforcement to enforce all public health guidelines or lose their funding. Fascism is a political philosophy, movement, or regimen that exalts a nation, often a race, above individuals, and that stands for centralized autocratic government headed by dictatorial leaders, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression. That's the forcible suppression right there. Okay, forcible suppression, SB 1464, number five, let me read it again, requires law enforcement to enforce all public health guidelines or lose their funding. When I think law enforcement should be enforcing, you know, the fentanyl problem, the border crisis, and just other things that we have going on, and crime and murders that are going on running rampant, okay? Number six, SB 1479 requires schools to create long-term testing plans, test children without parental consent, and report test results to the California Department of Public Health. Number seven, 1390 prohibits any person / entity from making statements the government deems misleading, thought police, right? By the means including internet or ads. Have you seen 1984? Once again, I always say that. Have you seen 1984? Once again, fascism. The definition is a political philosophy, movement, or regimen that exalts nation and often race above the individual and stands for centralized autocratic government headed by dictatorial leader, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression of opposition. Number eight, 1184. Authorizes school health personnel to disclose children's health information to third-party entities without parental consent. So the school could just give your children's health information to Joe Schmo, to whoever. Who the hell are they? So you mean the state, the people at your school are more powerful than you at home? You hear me? The people at school are more powerful than you at home. Number nine, AB 1797 creates an immunization tracking system giving all government agencies complete access to vaccination and records for all citizens. 1984, once again. Number 10, AB 1993 requires proof of all COVID vaccination for all employees and independent contractors working in California. So basically, the whole California has to be vaccinated, okay? If this unholy decalogue is passed legislatively, Californians will live under a regime that allows, number one, the state to force on children medical interventions that are not FDA approved. Number two, the state to muzzle the speech of physicians and decide which interpretations of scientific or medical evidence are correct. Number four, the state to censor online information it does not like. Number five, the state to act as a surrogate parent for 12-year-old children who are not yet cognitively and emotionally capable of giving free and informed consent to medical decisions that have potential lifelong ramifications. And the state and its agents' access to your personal medical records without your consent. Furthermore, the measure would require, number one, law enforcement to enforce arbitrary, conspicuous, and often unscientific public health measures mandated by unelected bureaucrats, such as indoor masking requirements, schools to become medical centers that routinely administer medical tests to your children without your consent and share that private information with third parties without your knowledge. The state to track and share private health information across government agencies. Number four, the state to enforce novel medical interventions on all components of adults as a working condition. Severe economic and social regimentation and forcible suppression. Fascism, the definition and meaning, Merriam-Webster. I suggest you look that up. You guys be blessed. Yaman. Yeah,